Welcome back. I am so glad you are here today. Before we dive in, I want to say something important. The fact that you are listening to this, that you are taking even a few minutes out of your day to invest in your own well-being, that is self-advocacy in action. You do not need a medical degree or a perfect routine to take good care of yourself. You just need curiosity, a little information, and the willingness to try one small thing differently. That is it. And today, we are going to give you exactly that. So, today's episode is built around three areas that are more connected than they might first appear: the quality of your sleep, the nutrients that quietly power your energy and your calm, and the deeper question of why some health habits seem to stick almost effortlessly while others just don't. That last one is something most of us have wondered about at some point, and the answer, it turns out, has less to do with willpower than you might think. Let's start with a mineral that kept showing up this week like a quiet, persistent guest, magnesium. Now, you've probably heard of magnesium before, but here's the thing. Most of us don't fully appreciate how much our bodies depend on it. We're talking about roughly 300 different processes happening inside you right now that rely on magnesium. 300. Think of it like the maintenance crew working behind the scenes in a large building. You don't always notice them, but if they stop showing up, things start breaking down pretty quickly. Here's what makes this really interesting. Two physicians, Dr. Ben and Dr. Peter, shared something that genuinely surprised me. A standard blood test can show that your magnesium levels look completely normal, while your cells are actually running low. The analogy I love for this is having some cash in your wallet while your bank account is nearly empty. Everything looks fine on the surface, but the reserves just aren't there. And when that happens at the cellular level, people often experience disrupted sleep, muscle cramps, a fluttery heartbeat at night, and that heavy, dragging kind of low energy that coffee just doesn't fix. The form of magnesium they highlighted for sleep support is called magnesium glycinate, and the reason it stands out is that it has a genuinely calming effect on the nervous system. It pairs well with a low dose of melatonin, somewhere in the 3 to 5 milligram range, and something called L-theanine, which is an amino acid that can help quiet a racing mind when you are trying to wind down at night. Think of L-theanine as a gentle dimmer switch for mental chatter. Building on that, Dr. Eric Berg, a well-known nutritionist who runs regular live Q&A sessions, added another under-the-radar nutrient to this conversation, vitamin B1, also known as thiamine. Dr. Berg explained that the nervous system uses B1 to regulate what you might picture as its internal alarm system. When B1 is low, that alarm can stay switched on even when there's nothing actually wrong, which can show up as persistent anxiety or a sense of low-level panic that doesn't have an obvious cause. He also pointed out that most supplement labels list doses that are far too small to make a real difference therapeutically. And here's the connection that ties it all together. Magnesium acts as a cofactor for B1. That means B1 actually cannot do its job properly without adequate magnesium alongside it. These two nutrients are, in a very real sense, teammates. Now, let's talk about sleep itself, because everything we've just discussed, those nutrients, that nervous system regulation, it all flows into sleep quality in a really direct way. One of the most practical and science-backed insights from Dr. Peter and Dr. Ben is about temperature. Your body actually needs to physically cool down to enter deep restorative sleep. And the sweet spot, according to the research they referenced, is a bedroom temperature somewhere between 60 and 67 degrees Fahrenheit. That is roughly 15 to 19 degrees Celsius. A cooler sleep environment has been linked to deeper sleep cycles, lower cortisol, which is your primary stress hormone, and even cardiovascular benefits over time. They also talked about movement, which connects to sleep in a way that is not always obvious. When we are sedentary, sitting most of the day, not building up much physical effort, our bodies don't accumulate what researchers call sleep drive. Think of sleep drive like a pressure that naturally builds throughout the day when you are active and then releases beautifully when you lie down at night. Without enough movement, that pressure doesn't build properly, and you can end up in that frustrating loop of feeling foggy during the day and weirdly alert when you actually want to sleep. Okay. Here's the part of today's episode I find genuinely fascinating: the science of why health goals succeed or fall apart. Chris Bailey, a researcher and author who studies productivity and intentional living, shared some findings that I think reframe the whole conversation around habit building. He cited a statistic that stopped me in my tracks. 92% of people fail at their New Year's resolutions. 92%. But here's the key. Bailey's research suggests it's not about willpower or discipline. The real issue is alignment. He referenced a psychologist named Shalom Schwartz, who spent decades studying human motivation and identified 12 core values that drive us, things like security, achievement, benevolence, pleasure, and connection. Bailey's insight is that goals connected to your actual core values feel almost effortless. They have a kind of natural pull. But goals that don't connect to those values, even ones you think you should want, those feel like swimming upstream every single day. And that distinction between a goal you genuinely value and one you feel obligated to pursue is often the entire difference between sticking with something and quietly abandoning it by February. He also made a beautiful point about the mental space we often rob ourselves of. When the mind is allowed to wander freely, on a walk, in the shower, during a quiet commute, research shows it naturally orients toward the future about 48% of the time. Those are natural planning windows, creative, generative moments, and we tend to immediately fill them with our phones. One of the simplest things you can do today is protect just one of those gaps. Let your mind wander. Notice what it reaches for.
Before we get to your one simple step for today, I want to share a quick safety note because I care about you making informed choices. There is a growing trend of people purchasing and self-injecting unregulated peptides online, marketed for everything from muscle growth to skin health to mental performance. Health journalists who investigated this trend found that one independently tested product contained not just the labeled compound, but also a derivative of MDMA and a weed killer. Please hear this clearly. Unlike clinically tested medications, the vast majority of peptides sold online have never been tested in humans. What arrives in the package may not be what was advertised. If you are curious about peptide-based therapies, please have that conversation with a licensed healthcare provider in a clinical setting. And as always, everything we discuss here is for education and information only, not a substitute for personalized medical advice. Your provider knows your full picture, and they are your best partner in applying any of this to your life. So your one simple, completely free wellness step for today, try a quick values check-in. Think about what genuinely matters most to you: security, connection, creativity, achievement, care for others. Pick just two that feel deeply true. Then ask yourself honestly, do my current health goals actually connect to these values? If a goal feels like a struggle, it might simply be pointing you towards something that needs reframing rather than more effort. That single question can shift everything. Thank you so much for spending this time with me today. Sleep well tonight, move your body a little, and give yourself permission to pursue the version of health that actually feels like yours. You've got this. Take care of yourself.